Episode 2059, Cling to the Presence of God.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day. Are you ready to be rejuvenated? Mind, body, and spirit. It is Sweet Spirit Inspiration, a time for you to really look at your relationship between you and God. Where are you? Where do you stand with Him? Have you been just living your week all by yourself? Or have you been allowing Him to be a part of your everyday? It's time to cling to the presence of God. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, Genesis 28 verse 15 says this, I am with you and will watch over you wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Cling to the presence of God. So rare for many, but available to all. However, we don't normally see God in this light. He is always present, always, and His presence is such a gift. You know, life can strangle your dreams and crush your aspirations. But what we so quickly forget is that regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances, God's presence is all we need. Now, I know you may have an argument against the thought that God is present because you've experienced unanswered prayers, questions that have gone unanswered. You're wondering around, still going, why did I lose that job? Why is my marriage not better? Why is my child always getting into trouble? Why won't He rescue my mom from her addiction? There is so much that we don't understand when it comes to God, His plans, and understanding His ways. You getting what you pray for has nothing to do with your competence, your value, or your faith. But I know that's one thing that jumps into our minds is that, oh my gosh, I'm praying and I'm praying every single day. I'm praying without ceasing, but I'm not getting the results. So instead of looking at the results of your desires, cling to the presence of God. Know that with Him, all things are possible. Yet that doesn't mean you get everything. God works in mysterious ways. Sometimes you can see His handiwork in motion. And at other times, it's a blessing in disguise. God reveals what He chooses. But it's up to you to trust and believe that He has your best interest at His heavenly heart. Everything without God is nothing. Nothing with God is everything. What do you need to give to Him in order to sit in His presence? I know my days can just be flooded with stuff. If I really look at my day and what I'm doing, a lot of it is fluff. Do I really need to work on that? Do I really need to focus on that? Or am I just trying to fill my life with stuff that really I don't need? It's not important. How do you prioritize your day? Do you start with your calendar or do you start with your Bible? I know that's a hard one. Now, I'm not saying that you can't talk to God without your Bible. I'm not going to say that because I believe you can. But I also believe that there is a connection with you and God through His written word. And so it's important for us to dive into that written word. But it's not the only way. But unfortunately, what we find in our everyday life is that we're trying to live our everyday life and then we attempt to leave a little bit of leftovers for God. What if you were to flip-flop that? What if you gave everything to God when you were fresh? When you just woke up? Maybe you're not a morning person, but you're still going to have more energy then than you do at midnight. What if you gave God your time then? And maybe you don't have 2 hours. Did you read anywhere in the Bible? Has anybody ever told you that you're required to spend a certain amount of time with God? I have not yet found that in the Bible. There's nothing that says I have to be praying to Him for a certain amount of minutes every single day. I haven't found that, not even in His commandments. But what He does ask of us is that we cling to Him through His presence, that we become willing to sit with Him. And that sitting means to bury all the distractions, to put away social media, to turn off the news. Now, yes, you probably have to listen to your kids so you don't have to worry about a blood or flood. You may have to take care of your spouse. There may be a slight interruption there. But otherwise, you need to be focused on God. I know for me, I can be cooking dinner and I can be having a conversation with Him. No, my eyes aren't closed and my head's not bowed, but I'm talking to Him. I'm saying, Lord, this is what's going on right now. That's a dinner. Man, I talk to Him in the morning. I talk to Him in the shower. When I go to bed at night, I lay there and I thank Him for what He's given me that day. And there are times that, yes, I will write it down, but there are other times, no, it's all in my mind. And that's where I write it. And I go through and I lay it out for Him. Because you see, He takes time to lay out my day for me. So I in turn then want to thank Him. And so I do that at night when I'm laying down. My husband's already gone to sleep. And then I began to pray for tomorrow and what tomorrow is going to bring. And I ask Him to place a hedge of protection over my family, our health, our well-being, what we're doing. And there are times that I'll sit there and I'll pray for 10 minutes. I may pray for 2 hours, or I may pray and guess what? I fall asleep. Yes, I have fallen asleep in the presence of God. And you know what? He still wants to talk to me. I don't care what is going on in your life. Nothing you do can separate you from God. Nothing. The only thing, honestly, that can is yourself. You choosing to step away from Him. But you see, He's standing there with open arms. He wants you to cling to Him. So what do you need to give to Him in order to sit in His presence? What do you need to let go of? I know in our family right now, we are having a lot of heavy stuff happening. I've already shared with you that my uncle is battling esophageal stage 3 cancer. He's in treatment right now. And if you believe in prayer, I would ask for you to pray for him. Uncle Mike, he's an incredible man, a godly man. Does he do everything right all the time? Of course not, because neither do I. But we can lift him up. He's finished his first week of treatment. And I can tell it's an intense treatment. Yet God has been with him, sitting beside him every step of the way. Then we just found out that my cousin has been diagnosed with COVID-19 and he has Down syndrome, which complicates things more. I would ask for your prayers for Christopher. Then my daughter, she's about to give birth. We're under the 2-month mark. It's just around the corner. October is going to be here. And she needs to continue to be healthy and strong so she can deliver her beautiful baby. There's a lot happening in our world today. But I'm telling you right now, God's got it all under control. And when we try to control our everyday, we tend to mess up more. What do you need to let go of? What do you need to hand over to God? What do you need to say no to? Or wait, what do you need to say yes to? Cling to the presence of God, for his presence alone is far greater than any answered prayer. Sit today with him. Make time for him. Don't just rattle off the same prayer of thanksgiving before you eat your meal today. Don't just sit there and say, Lord, forgive me of my sins, and then you're gone and you're walking on. I want you to sit with him. Be present in his presence. Listen to what he is knocking on your heart. Because when you make time for him, I'm telling you, that's when everything changes. God's got you. Are you willing to allow him to carry you? Go out today, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed week. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.